This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I played 12 years. Extremely thankful and blessed to have played the game for such a long time. And, you know, last year was an extremely tough year on so many levels. You know, our team wasn't very good. You know, I didn't play as well as I wanted to play. You know, it's just a really tough year, obviously, transitioning from Buffalo to Miami. Cultures being different, systems being different. You know, it just didn't work out the way that anybody had hoped. But at the same time, you know, I'm thankful for it all. Thankful for, you know, all the moments, all the friendships. And, you know, would I like to play again? Absolutely.
Well, I guess now current Bills safety Jordan Poyer talking back in May about wanting to maybe come back to the Bills, finish his career out, retire here.
Maybe play a little bit.
It looks like it's going to be a practice squad role. Of course, that could change, you know, injuries, what have you. My dream is that he's just the Micah Hyde. They brought him in. He wants to kind of finish out his career in Buffalo. Could be a mentor to the young guys that they're bringing up, namely Cole Bishop, but also guys like Taylor Rapp. Don't really know where they're going to go with it. It's nice, though, to see other teams go back to the well. Adam Thielen, Minnesota traded for him, a conditional fourth and fifth.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a bit rich for a 35-year-old receiver.
Yeah, at least now that I'm thinking about it, like, there's a lot of reunions going on, actually. Like, Thielen being traded back to the Vikings.
It's not unsurprising.
Amari Cooper's with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks is back with the Saints. Keenan Allen's with the Chargers.
Brandon Cooks is with the Saints?
Yes.
Good for him. I didn't see that one. Good for him.
Everyone's doing it.
It's perennially underrated, but always pretty good.
It's the new hip thing. I should call her.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Everything reminds me of her. I should call her. Absolutely. I know we all get frustrated with it, especially because, we cover the Bills. We all follow the Bills. That's the main team. So every time they do that, it comes off as like they're the only team doing it. It is not surprising. You'll see it with coaching staffs as well. Oh, I worked with this guy once. I'm going to bring him along to my new job kind of deal. I worked with this player once. I'm going to bring him along to, you know, this spot now. It's not unsurprising. These are million-dollar jobs and high stress. You want people that you trust that know how you operate. You know how they operate. I understand that. My frustration ends up coming from this, Derek, is that a lot of this seems to happen because they have not really nailed a lot of their draft picks. The young players have not become really what they wanted to see. It's where I get really excited about what we saw from TJ Sanders and Deion Walker. It's why I get that excited, is because for them at least, this is just the preseason, it's just camp, it does not feel like we'll have to be, you know, told like we're five, hey, you know, they're slowly coming around, they're developing the whole thing. It just feels like they're ready to go. And while yes, there will be growing pains because they're rookies, they look like they're just going to be good NFL players, both of them. Maybe even great NFL players. That's being a bit much, though, again, after just preseason. Where for years it has felt like with these first and second round picks, they're slowly coming around. You know, injuries, that's not something the Bills can, you know, plan for, but that happens all the time. And it's just, that to me is, I think, why they go to a lot of these guys that were previously on the roster, is because Bishop missed, desperately needed time, both last year and this year in camp. Max Harrison has missed time in camp this year. Mm-hmm. And we'll see when he's available.
We'll see when he's available.
He's been put on IR, and while he can come back in the first four games, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to start week five or six.
Right.
I mean, I that's why I called it season-defining injuries for both he and Bishop of these last 2 years. They missed the genuine practice time rather than, you know, game time, where they could, once they're ready to go, they can come back.
Which, considering the coaching staff has been concerned about Bishop missing potentially another camp's worth of injury time, I don't know if Harrison's going to be able to get to where they want him to be comfortably. And yet, there is a time period to get it done. You can slow play this. He's obviously out the first 4 weeks. So you get him back and you get him practicing, right? Week five, week six, if you're able to survive with the current depth chart at corner, and then you work him in with the bye week after week six, and then suddenly the defense has Hoyt Ogunjobi on the front and then Hairston on the back.
Actually, it is funny to think about. That'd be a lot of additions they get going into Carolina.
All of a sudden, after the bye week, you have your depth chart looking vastly different. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's not as bad of a situation. Whereas Bishop last year, he misses all of camp, and then the first moment they have to tap the shoulder, it's week five. And sink or swim.
Yeah.
Corner is a deeper depth chart than safety ever is. That's just numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes more sense that Harrison would be able to have a little bit more leeway, because Bishop was pushed in due to injury. Harrison might have to be, but I'd imagine you're going to have Dayden Jackson on retainer in the practice squad. So that's one player that you can already rely on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're also looking at, probably there's more corners than safeties that are reliable in free agency that you can add to the bottom of a roster. So I don't think Harrison is in the same boat that Bishop was last year, though.
Yeah, it's not apples to oranges.
It is apples to oranges.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, it is apples to oranges.
I knew what you meant. It is, though, going to make it a little more difficult to keep things going for Harrison, which, I don't know. You'll see what happens. God, we need the regular season, because Jordan Poyer joining the practice squad had a bunch of people in a tizzy, us included. So, can we just get the real games now? Like this, these, what, 8 days?
Something 9 days? That. No, it's a little bit more. Well, we're at 9 days now until the opener.
To the Bills opener?
No, to the NFL opener. I think we're 13 days away.
We were 8 days from that, because it's next Thursday.
Might be. I don't know. I've stopped keeping track. I know it's next Thursday is the season opener.
Anyway,
next Sunday's the Bills opener.
Anyway, my point is, this is a desert that we are now trying to get through to get to next week Sunday.
And I've mentioned it, though, a lot with
this
preseason. Yeah, you're a good team. So, again, the only things you could learn are probably bad things as a good team. You know, the defense doesn't look great. Oh, no, what's happening? Well, they're playing a very vanilla defense. It's a lot of backups. You know, the offense doesn't look great. Well, it's because their starting quarterback hasn't played at all for the preseason. There's only bad things you can learn. I will say, though, having looked at the schedule at least, you know, the first 6 weeks, because that's a big part for these guys and how they're going to kind of work the roster with the suspensions and the injury designations, outside of Baltimore, it is a really workable schedule. It is a really workable schedule. Baltimore sucks to start. I mean, it's going to be a great game, don't get me wrong, but in terms of the trust you have in the defense, Baltimore's not really the best opponent to start with, but you have a Jets team that is effectively starting over there in Glenn. I do like it, but we'll see. The Dolphins, I think they're going into a tailspin. The Saints might be the worst team in football. The Patriots have 8 receivers on their roster, and Falcons, who are unknown but could be very good, but that's also week 6. There's a good chance the roster looks very, very different. And so I think that is a nice soft underbelly after Baltimore to really figure out the roster, to really kind of understand where your strengths and weaknesses are. I think as well, too, for Cole Bishop, you'll kind of have an understanding of where he and Rapp are at as safeties after those six games. You'll have dealt with Baltimore, who's a very talented roster. By the way, as much as we talk about injuries, Zay Flowers did not play in that divisional round game. So they'll have him. They'll have their complement of weapons, both on offense and defense. Miami, of course, with Hill and Waddle. Falcons with Drake London and Bijan Robinson and Kyle Pitts. Like, you're going to have somewhat of an understanding on the defense, but you should probably beat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Five of those teams, at worst, be 4-2, realistically?
Right. At worst, be 4-2. And if you're at 3-3, things have happened. If you're worse than 3-3, a lot of things have happened. Bad things have happened.
Right.
So, again, this is the desert. We're so close yet so far away from the real thing happening here. To a point that, yeah, there was a little bit of an initial panic about Jordan Poyer potentially being on the 53 of this team. So now, I think I need to ask the question. What happens if they need that? Injuries happen to Rapp and Bishop. Not the fear bunker that I gave, but like, say enough has happened.
Yeah.
Or even like Hamlin, to where Poyer does have to be on the 53-man roster. Do we all just get back into that panic thing again? Or like, is there a statute on when we're allowed to be upset about that? And I think ultimately the answer should be no. If you need him, that means that you have kind of failed the safety room this year.
I think a little bit.
Be it injury or underperformance.
I think a little bit. My problem is, though, is how much depth can you really expect at one position? Look at Detroit last year. They dealt with all those injuries. You can make it work for a little while, but eventually the injuries get
you. It catches
up to you. There is such a thin line for a lot of these teams. It's why quarterback's so important. It's why that's kind of the only position that
That's why I mentioned underperformance in there, too, though. I made sure to say that.
Yes, underperformance is one thing.
Underperformance is another thing about it. If it is injury, injuries are injuries. You have terrible luck. It's effectively rolling a nat one on a 20-sided die.
But that's so performance is one thing. Performance is, yeah, you failed.
Performance you is you failed round, the safety room.
You had a second-round pick last year. You didn't really add anything this year. There, yeah, you failed it. I mean, flat out. You had a lot to the D-line, but you maybe failed it with the safety room.
Right, and that injuries is injuries. That's another thing to it. So I guess the context matters there. If Poyer does have to play, the question is why.
Yeah, and I think that's absolutely right. The question is why would he be playing? And I think that will play an important distinction in how we actually handle them going into, the draft or free agency.
If it's injuries, I'm suplexing the football gods.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's go to the phones. George is up first. George, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys, you're talking exactly what I want to hear. But you know what? You're in panic mode. The Bills have created, I'm not throwing stones at anybody in the front office, blah, blah, blah. The Bills have created this situation. You know, a hurricane, they got 4 or 5 days to evacuate. A tornado happens at night. We've got a hurricane that they didn't respond to, and now it's a tornado.
Are you talking like in terms of they should have done something?
Defense.
Yeah.
They should have. The defense. They're panicking at tackle. They're panicking at cornerback. They're not panicking at just safety. They're in big trouble. Defense. Look at the LA game, the Rams game last year.
And then they added to the defense.
45-42.
Yeah, and then they added to the defense. I don't really understand the panicking though. They added to needs.
Well, they're going to be in panic mode. This tells me they're in panic mode. They go out and get Poyer. Is he going to play with a cane?
Well, I mean, he's on the practice squad. It's extended practice squad, George. Thanks for the call. We're talking about if he has to play because he is on the practice squad, then it's panic mode. The Bills are.
But
I don't
we have to remember
the Bills.
Why.
I would argue are not in panic mode. They haven't added to the safety room as much as it seemed like McDermott was concerned. Sal mentioned it with us last segment. They felt really good about where Bishop's been the last 2 weeks. He looked better against Tampa Bay. Outright, McDermott mentioned they were looking for Rapp's partner, so they feel comfortable with Rapp.
Right.
They added to the defensive line room. TJ Sanders and Deion Walker, in terms of rookie D tackles, had some of the best pressure rate percentages of any of the rookie defensive tackles. They
and
were
again,
two of the best.
We will get to why. If Poyer takes the field, the context of why will have to be important in that anyway. I do think that is something to hold on to, because if it's underperformance from the current roster, then yes, what that phone call is absolutely you neglected it. And until then, we're not really getting there yet.
Yeah, but I don't think the Bills are in panic mode. I think fans are in somewhat panic mode because we're left in the dark. Again, the original tweet was just that Poyer's joining us. And it was like, well, why?
Right.
If he's on the 53-man roster, what the hell?
And that would be exactly to what that call would be.
But it's not that. He's going to the practice squad and their extended practice squads. And then also to point that out, too, Schultz mentions Poyer wants to end his career. He wanted an opportunity to do that. It sounds much more like it is Poyer who wanted the return. And with the expanded practice squads, why not?
You can get away with a roster spot on the practice squad, not roster spot, a practice squad spot, to get away with that like you did literally last year with the other of that safety tandem. And again, if and only if Poyer has to suit up in games, should we revisit this conversation, I guess, is the right way to say it.
803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.